sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky, when they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. I've got a story, ain't got no morrow, but the bad guy win every once in a while. In a while, when they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky, when they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. I'm gonna dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. When I go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when I go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird. To my friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circles, when it fly high.
Billy Preston and Will It Go Round in Circles. We have another edition of You're Doing It Wrong. Not you, not me, just other people making bad life decisions. A 34-year-old man in Clearwater, Florida named Aaron Jablonski was at a place called the Overtime Sports Bar at 2:30 in the morning this past Saturday, and he apparently became furious because the karaoke machine wasn't working. He stormed out, and that's when another karaoke fan tried to get him to cool down. Apparently, Aaron was not in the mood and pulled a gun out of his waistband. Well, someone called the cops, and when they showed up, Aaron still had the gun. The witnesses said that they saw him waving it around and even firing off around, but thankfully nobody was hurt. So, Aaron, as a result of this, he was arrested on two felony charges. Loggins and Messina and much more coming up.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas. Looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Yeah. What kind of radio station do you want?
Mash the button till something good comes out.
It doesn't matter what you turn on.
That's why we're here.
On FM and AM, on the internet. You can't go anywhere and not be able to hear WQKR. In your car, at home, on the radio, on your MP3 player, or your laptop or cell phone.
That's what I wanted to hear.
WQKR.
Hey, hey, it's Lonesome Lee for D-Legion Bar and Grill in Franklin, Kentucky. I eat there a lot, and if you're looking for awesome Mexican food, great burgers, and so much more, look no further than D-Legion Bar and Grill. While you're there on the weekends, you can enjoy great live music, and don't forget, they have bingo. Check this out. If you mention you heard this commercial on WQKR, you'll get 10% off your meal. That's D-Legion Bar and Grill, located at 3478 Nashville Road in Franklin, Kentucky. Or you can order takeout by calling 270-776-9998. That's 270-776-9998.
Hi, folks. Possum Mike here to invite you to a new show on WQKR. I'm really excited about it because it involves a subject that is important to me and that I hold near and dear to my heart. Critter Corner will be aired on the first Saturday of every month at noon, starting Saturday, February 1st. Topics will be anything animal-related, such as vet care, spay, neutering, and boarding and grooming. And let's not forget about our precious wildlife. I will be covering topics of all aspects of wildlife conservation, rescue and rehab, and who to call when you find an injured or orphaned wild animal. And who knows, might even get to report the latest Bigfoot sightings. Well, one could only hope. Please join me, Possum Mike, on Critter Corner at noon on the first Saturday of the month, here on WQKR, Portland's number one radio station.
You get up in the morning, you hear the ding-dong ring. Now you look up on a table, you see the same darn thing. You find no food up on a table, no fork up in the pan. But if you say a thing about it, you'd be in trouble with a man. I left the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Now if you ever in a Houston, oh, you better walk right. Oh, you better not gamble, boy. I say you better not fight. Well, now the sheriff, he'll grab you, and the boys will pull you down. And then before you know it, you're penitentiary bound. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Comes Miss Lucy, how in the world do you know? I can tell by her apron and by the clothes she wore. An umbrella on her shoulder, she got a paper in her hand. She gonna see the warden to try to free her man. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. I said, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me.
WQKR.
Just the other day, he came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away. But his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. Together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. Mm-hmm. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle. Let's see who's celebrating birthdays today. Bruce Willis is 70. Derek Longmire from the Bay City Rollers. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Knight. Derek is 74. Glenn Close is 78. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters is 79. And born on this day in 1848, Wyatt Earp. If today is your day, on behalf of all of us here, we wish you a very happy birthday.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
Amanda was my cousin and my best friend. She was much older than me, but that didn't seem to matter. She was so kind, especially to me. After she rolled her car while she was texting and driving, she told me that she was so glad to be alive. No text is worth your life, and that it would never happen again. 1 year and 1 day later, her mom got a phone call. Amanda drove off an embankment while texting her friend. I miss her so much.
Distracted driving, it's not worth it.
A message in the public interest brought to you by your Sumner County Sheriff's Department.
Wow, Lester. I never knew about this vault underneath the radio station. It sure is spooky down here. Yeah, it's like a mausoleum. Uh-oh, we're locked in. Hey, look at this. All these old radio programs. Jack Benny, the Lone Ranger, Abbott and Costello. Ooh, the Shadow. You know, I bet I can make a regular radio show out of all these old programs. Yeah, that's it. We could call it Morty's Radio Mausoleum. That's if we can ever get out of here.
WQKR.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying.
It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something.
Music, news, talk, and sports.
We're your station, WQKR.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat in two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, three for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Jim Lenasanti, along with and we are the Loyal Opposition. It is 5:01 p.m. on a cloudy Wednesday, 70 degrees here in Portland, and we've got a lot going on today to talk about. We have a lot going on. We've got a guest in the studio already. We've got another one coming along, so we are going to get right to it. Again, as always, folks, if you have a question for our guests, be sure to send us a text at 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And we will try to get your questions on the air. Believe it or not, we already have some preempt. Michelle, we've already got a couple of early questions for our later guest already. Yeah. Yeah, people are getting engaged, yeah. And this, I got a text that said, is it okay to send our questions early? I'm like, yes, of course. Send your questions. Okay. We will. We'll write them down. We'll remember them, right? All right. We've got Mandy Cook here with us. Mandy, as I was telling you earlier, our new tagline for the show is "What's going on?" So, Mandy, what's going on? Okay, protesting John Rose. That sounds like a cool thing, but can we be a little bit more specific, or is it just sort of a general John Rose protest? Social Security. Yep. All right. So talk to us. What's the situation with Social Security? I, believe it or not, will be counting on that in the not too distant future.
I saw that this was shared in the Middle Tennessee Blue Dots. They were promoting this for
you. Great. Yes, I'm glad that you saw it. Mm-hmm. Glad you saw it.
I saw this.
Yeah. So what's going on with Social Security? Tell us.
So it's under general threat. It just feels like rapid fire on the daily. Something new is being proposed. And recently, they're now proposing getting rid of several Social Security offices and making people verify in person versus on the phone if they can't access verification online. And I'm someone who works in physical therapy. I have worked with the elderly, the disabled, and I know how big of a barrier it is just for some people to leave their homes to be able to do something like that. So I'm really concerned that we're creating an even greater barrier for people that already lack accessibility in so many other ways in their lives.
Can't people just call on the phone?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
And what did I hear? When in some places there's a wait for an appointment, you have to wait there's a month wait?
Yep, up to a month.
So they have to do everything online. And this is hard for our elders because they're not familiar with software and having
internet access.
Knowledge. Right, they might not even have internet access. Right.
And they're used to calling or going.
Right, they need someone to help walk them through it in general. And they deserve that, too.
Absolutely. It's our money.
Yeah, it is our money. It is our money that we have paid into. Exactly. These are our benefits.
Yeah, people call Social Security an entitlement all the time, and that just really grinds my grits because it's not an entitlement. It's your money that has been taken out of your paycheck since you were
day
a little kid.
Well,
right?
Well, and I think that there's a difference between an entitlement and something that someone feels entitled to, right? We are entitled to this because we have paid for it.
It is ours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
we trusted them with this money. And we were you're forced to, right? So even if you don't want to give them this money, you have to.
Exactly. We have paid for 91%
of it. 91%
of it. Yeah.
So we think that making it harder to access Social Security could possibly be to lead to even worse changes down the line. Is that a consideration?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems more and more like the goal is to privatize all of these different structures within our system. And I mean, how is privatized insurance going for us?
Privatized anything?
Not well.
Right. The argument is, you can do better in the market. Well, how's the market been treating you ever since January 21st?
It is really sad.
It's
just another, corporate greed.
Right. It's part of the social contract between us and our government, right? And they are trying to change the terms of that contract without asking us first.
And it forces us to buy into capitalism more and more and more and more.
Exactly. Yeah. Really kind of keeps us prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. So tell us specifically about the protest. What are we doing? Where's it going to be? When's it going to be? What do you have to do? Are people making signs? Or, is it casual? Are they dressing up? Are they bringing their pets?
I would say it's absolutely casual. Come as you are. Like I said, 1:00. On Friday, the March 21st, this week, and you are more than welcome to bring signs. This will be a peaceful protest. The plan is to just make ourselves known at John Rose's office. He's on the third floor of the Sumner Administration Building, so that's where this will be held. You can also just Google where John Rose's Gallatin office is. That will give you the address. You can look up Hands Off Social Security on Facebook. There's an event that you can RSVP. You can also find me on Instagram, Maximal_Mandy, and RSVP via a link in my bio there.
Okay.
And another part of this is really community building. So even if Social Security is not your biggest concern right now, I really want to use this as an opportunity for like-minded people in Sumner to get together, exchange information, and network with each other.
Sounds good.
That's cool. You can also make it a networking event. I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Community building is one of the things we're all about here at the Loyal Opposition, I would say. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
I love that.
That's us. That's us. So you are with Indivisible Tennessee.
Yes.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit about Indivisible Tennessee, what that is, and for those who might not remember the last time around with Indivisible, and talk to us about how that might be specifically a local, an item of local interest.
Sure.
Here in Sumner.
Sure. So Indivisible is an advocacy group that has sort of a larger umbrella that is now divided into local chapters. So the whole concept is to continue to be able to organize on both a micro and a macro level. Indivisible Tennessee is wonderful. It's run out of Knoxville currently, and that's where most of the action is taking place. We have a little bit of a gap here in Nashville that we're trying to fill, and I'm hoping that we can build up enough momentum to have an Indivisible Sumner chapter. So that is in the works.
Awesome. I think we can do it.
Tell me why, Michelle.
Well, people are mad. And I started getting really involved in the day after Trump won first cycle. I called Lynn the next day, and I was like, what do I need to do? And just to watch the engagement in the local party, all the popping up of these Facebook groups, and especially things centered around school boards and libraries. I mean, people are just in arms, and I think it's a good time for us to come together for sure.
Yeah. I sure. think that there is so much momentum, and I think we need to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting point that you both kind of bring up. It's like there are all of these groups.
Right.
There are clearly the resistance has been activated, but it seems to be that it's under all these different sort of umbrellas, right? You've got the party, and you've got individual Facebook groups like the Middle Tennessee Blue Dots League, who we had on the show last month, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made up of a bunch of cool people, right? And we've got Indivisible, and we've got all the labor unions.
And then you have like this new SARF, Sumner Advocates for Reproductive Freedom.
Right.
That just
right.
came on. So now mm-hmm. you have issue-focused groups yeah, right. popping up.
So maybe some kind of coordination, some kind of, we're all in this together. Okay. We'll get to Megan later, but would be useful, because I think one of the things we've seen, one of the things we often see at party events, and one of the things we see here on the show, is that you hear phrases like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm so glad you guys are here.
Right. It's such a relief.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I get private messages all the time, like, thank you for even sharing this, that, or the other, because people can't speak out because of their job or fear of upsetting someone in their family. And so we're actually giving a voice to those people who feel like they can't speak out.
Yes.
And that is so important, because when you realize you're not alone, that's when you realize there's hope.
Yes.
Right? You know, and you look at the news and you look at what's going on to our country, look how it's being torn apart, how the very fabric of what makes America America is under attack by the most powerful person in government.
Arguably in the world.
In the world. And you've got a situation like that, and you're sitting there in your couch thinking, what can I do against all of that? And that's a really good question to ask. But when you realize that there are all these other groups out there, too, and they're all made up of a bunch of people, and they're really more or less, you know, they might be focusing on different issues, but in the back of their mind, they've all got the same basic philosophy.
Right? Yeah.
You know, freedom, right? America, right? Then maybe that leads to hope, because when there's a million of you, you might make more noise than when there's just one of you.
Right. And I feel like that's why I'm leaning so much into this indivisible concept, is because it's kind of like a spider web, right? It can go all the way from as small as the people in this room to the larger group of indivisible nationwide.
When did indivisible start?
They started in response to the first Trump
administration. That's what I thought.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. And is there a national umbrella, or is it just Tennessee indivisible?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So it's a national umbrella that then there are chapters. I mean, it can get as specific as you could have the loyal opposition chapter of indivisible. It really can get that micro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, now, we're not that micro. In fact, an interested listener just sent in a quote from the great Pete Seeger.
Love that.
And if you all haven't checked out that Bob Dylan movie that's out lately.
It was good.
It was pretty good. A Complete Unknown, it's called, and Pete Seeger played a role in that movie. And Pete said back in the day, I am convinced that if the world survives these dangerous times, it will be tens of millions of small things that do it. Keep on.
Yep.
So if Pete's right, then we're doing what we need to be doing. Tens of millions of little things. And I think that's pretty cool. What was I going to say before that? The other comment I had was that I think organizations like Indivisible also serve a purpose for people who, for whatever reason, aren't interested in getting involved with a political party. And this is hard for me to say. You know, I've been a Democrat all my life. I've given my heart and soul to the Democratic Party in Tennessee for 25 years now. But some people are uncomfortable with partisan politics.
Right.
But they still have feelings. They still care. They still have issues of great concern to them. But they don't necessarily want to affiliate with a party. But affiliating with an organization like Indivisible, it's not a party.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. I mean, you can be a Republican Indivisible member if you wanted to be. Right?
Yeah. It's more about just a general. Right.
I'm doubt
Megan's over there laughing like,
them,
but, that would never happen.
But, you know, but it could. Right?
But I do. I think that there is value right now in going and just lighting a fire under these.
Yeah. And
people's,
you know, that may be the silver lining to all of this, right? Because everything is under such threat. It is lighting that fire, and it's causing people to protect what we might lose.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. The question always has been, how much are people willing to take before they get active?
What's
right?
the breaking point?
What's the breaking point? And maybe we're at that breaking point.
Yeah.
And if that in the end serves good, right? That's so much the better. But yeah, I think we are. I think a lot of us are, well, some of us are past the breaking point, I think, right? But, okay, so let's, before we take our first break, let's quickly sum up the who, what, why, when, and where of your protest.
All right.
Let's hit it one more time.
This Friday, March 21st at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we are meeting at the office of John Rose. We'll meet outside the building and organize. And we're just going to go up to John Rose's office and express our concerns over Social Security and the risk that it's at right now. Anybody is welcome to join, it'll be a good time.
Are there any odds that he would be there?
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ray Rinder will
maybe
probably
1%.
Right, Lynn? Ray Rinder. Might
our,
be there.
Our buddy Ray Rinder, the someone
deputy.
Will be there.
Yeah.
The poor intern who's answering their phones will be there, right?
Well, it's very nice when you call.
Oh yeah, very nice. Absolutely.
The office is very
absolutely
nice.
Yes.
They're just like,
nice.
Yeah, I don't even need your address anymore. You've called so many times.
We know you.
We know who you are, Mandy.
You're on our Christmas card list,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks, Mandy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We have to pay some bills. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to be right back with more on The Loyal Opposition.
Music, news, talk, and sports.
We're your station, WQKR.
Want to stay up to date on the latest in Portland? Be sure to become a Portland Sun subscriber. Since 2014, we've served the community with local stories on every topic, from city government to Panthers football. In each Tuesday newspaper, you'll find human interest features, columns from thought-provoking writers, obituaries, public notices, and much more. Sign up today at theportlandsun.com. Each subscription comes with full access to our website and an archive of past e-editions. If it's happening in Portland, we want to know about it. To advertise or send a news tip, call us at 615-452-4940. That's 615-452-4940.
D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore. Check us out for furniture, appliances, electronics, heat and air, lawn and garden, and outdoor living. We carry a large selection of bedroom suits. Choose from a town and country dresser, mirror, nightstand, and queen bed for only $29.99. Home stretch, triple power reclining sofa, made in the USA, $7.99. Or select a Samsung washer and dryer set, $4.99 each. Great prices every day at D.T. McCall & Sons, located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. 0% interest for 12 months through Mariner. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Stop by today.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Edition. I'm your host, Len Asante. Well, I'm half your host, Len Asante, and our other half of the host is
Michelle Harbin.
And you're listening to WQKR in Portland. It is 5:21 p.m. 70 degrees outside. And before our next guest sets on down, we have got a bunch of reminders and
yeah, we got right to it today.
Yeah, we got stuff, man. We got stuff. First of all, I found out that WQKR will be doing something at the Strawberry Festival.
Nice.
Coming up in May. So come and look for us at the Strawberry Festival. We'll be out there. I know I'm gonna be there, and Michelle is going to try to be there. So
I'll pop by.
You'll be able to meet your loyal opposition hosts. And
we'll let Cooper and Lila say hi.
Absolutely. Get them on the air, and we'll be giving away our impressive to loyal opposition swag.
Cooper's been coming to WQKR since he was in my belly.
But even before he was here.
I used to bring him in the carrier, and he would like stay in his little carrier when I was on the radio.
Yeah, Michelle's a radio veteran. The Sumner County Democratic Party is holding its biannual reorganization meeting, and Megan Lang, a member of the Tennessee Democratic Party Executive Committee, is here to tell us about why it's important to go to that.
Why is it important to go to that?
Because
tell you.
Because you can meet Megan.
Yeah, that is the entire reason. Come meet me. I'll sign some autographs. No, y'all, on March 29th, the Sumner County Democratic Party will be meeting at the Sumner County Administration Building, which is 355 North Belvedere, also where the protest is happening on Friday. Doors open at 9:30, and we'll start the meeting promptly at 10. And this is to reorganize our county party. The GOP does this as well. Every county does, with an active chapter. So we will be electing our officers, a chair, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary, and then representatives from each of the 24 county commission districts we have here in Sumner County. I have gotten a lot of questions about the rules around whether you can vote or not in reorg. So just to be super clear, if the last primary ballot you pulled...
August election.
If you pulled a GOP ballot in August...
In the primary...
You are not eligible to vote in this. That doesn't mean if you voted for a Republican in the general, this is the primary ballot. If you have questions about eligibility, you can email us at stillblue@sumnerdems.org, and I am happy to pull up your voting history and check it and let you know whether you're eligible or not. If you have any questions about that, we want you to email us because we want you to be involved. Whether that means you're able to be involved as a member of the voting delegation there where we elect people, or if that just means that you may not be able to vote this time, but then next month you join us at our potluck or Pints for Progressive, or
and then
in May
2026 in August you pull a Democratic
ballot. Yes,
exactly.
I know it's gonna be fun, and we have some great people who are running for various seats. I'm hoping that we have a really strong party this upcoming years.
So. It's starting to feel that way.
It is.
I think we can do
Lynn,
it.
Lynn, do you think it's like, with all the years you've been involved with the Sumner County Democratic
Lynn
Party.
Lynn has never dealt with me this much.
So, no. Do you feel like it's more energized than
I see some energy.
Ever?
I definitely do. You mentioned briefly, Megan, you mentioned come to Pints for Progressives after.
Yes.
That is the next thing I want to mention. We do, the Sumner County Democratic Party is having its next Pints with Progressives, and that is coming up tomorrow, March 20th, 6 o'clock at Tailgate Brewery in Hendersonville. And they have set aside an entire room just for us. So if you are interested in hanging out, meeting some fellow folks, fellow blue folks, you can come on over. Pints for Progressives. That's Tailgate Brewery in Hendersonville.
And tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, and
so if you come to Tailgate tomorrow for pints, you're also celebrating my birthday.
Okay. A double whammy. How about that? All right, our next guest has arrived, but before, so she can sit down and catch her break, I do want to mention a couple of show notes. Number one, I want to welcome a new sponsor to our show, Artemis CPA, a CPA firm with offices in Nashville and Salina, does a lot of their work virtually, all women-owned. And they have signed on as a sponsor of the Loyal Opposition. So be sure to check them out. You'll hear their ads during the show. Artemis.cpa is their website.
You and may recognize the voice.
And you'll recognize the voice. Michelle
cut
the ad.
Definitely not Michelle.
So you'll hear Michelle. And, of course, their website will be promoted, is already on our website and on our social channels. So if you have CPA needs, give Artemis CPA a call because
it's
they
are. It's that time of year.
It is that time of year, and they are supporters of the Loyal Opposition. Also, don't forget, if you are in legal trouble, the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry are at your service, also a sponsor of the show. And finally, the last bit of good news for us, we are moving on up. We are expanding the show. Due to popular demand, we are replaying each show now on Thursdays and on Sundays. So if you can't catch us on Wednesdays at 5, you can catch us Thursdays at 7 to 8, and also Sundays from 5 to 6.
And I want to reiterate that people can just, even through your Apple Music or Spotify, you can just like say, Siri, play WQKR on TuneIn Radio, and it will pull it up.
And
so
Siri,
you do not have to be in our coverage area to listen.
And, of course, the podcasts of each episode drop by Sunday, so you can listen then to any episode at any time.
And on our website, and on WQKR, like
WQKR's website,
the
yes.
The possibilities are endless,
yes. And we're hoping to even expand those possibilities even more, which is a topic for a future show. But right now, we have Rachel Campbell with us. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm fine. You
okay. Late.
I'm never going to get used to that.
Rachel is the...
We're not used to it either, Rachel.
Chair Campbell.
I have to stop trusting Google Maps.
Liars.
I argue with my GPS all the time, and it often does set me back.
You can't win that argument. You just can't win.
No.
Rachel is the newly elected chair of the Tennessee Democratic Party, and we are proud and glad and happy to welcome her to our show. Thank you for coming. We've got a series of listener supplied questions for you, and we've got a series of Len and Michelle supply questions for you, but we always start off by asking what your favorite kind of pizza is. No, we don't do that. All right, what is your favorite kind of pizza?
The basic white girl.
Pizza toppings is a controversial subject. It can pit brother against brother.
It is very polarizing.
How many
of us like pineapple on a pizza?
Not me.
Ooh, I love it.
Me too.
I love anything on pizza. What are you talking about?
The woman drinking a Coca-Cola Diet Coke forever.
My favorite pizza is a taco pizza, like with ground beef and like taco.
I'm Italian, so I'm a traditionalist, you know. But
sausage, pepperoni.
Ricotta cheese, hot honey.